This is Jay Sekulow. More embassies under attack in the Middle East. And what about the response from the administration?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Islam has a proud tradition of tolerance. I saw it firsthand as a child in Indonesia, where devout Christians worshiped freely in an overwhelmingly Muslim country. That is the spirit we need today.
I also believe the administration was wrong to stand by a statement sympathizing with those who had breached our embassy in Egypt instead of condemning their actions. It's never too early for the United States government to condemn attacks on Americans and to defend our values. The White House distanced itself last night from the statement, saying it wasn't cleared by Washington. That reflects the mixed signals they're sending to the world.
Governor Romney seems to have a tendency to shoot first and aim later. And as president, one of the things I've learned is you can't do that. It's important for you to make sure that the statements that you make are backed up by the facts and that you've thought through the ramifications before you make them.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Well, I think in the next 24 hours, what we're going to see is the risk that after Friday prayers, violence will break out all throughout the region. And I think what we've seen in the past 2 days ignite is this wave of radical ideology in the region coming to the fore. I think they sense weakness on the part of the administration.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. As you can tell, I'm coming to you on the road, but this issue with the Middle East is so significant that I wanted to be in this conversation early. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. David French, Senior Counsel for the ACLJ's Intermedia Center. Skip Ash is in Jerusalem and working in our offices out of Israel. And we have Fan Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, who is in Washington, D.C. right now. Let me tell you, that you heard in the open here that was put together by our team that the protests would be spreading. That's what John Bolton predicted. Well, that, in fact, has happened. Those protests have now are not just Libya and Egypt, but also include Yemen, Sudan, Oman, Tunisia. By the way, in East Jerusalem and in Tel Aviv, Gaza, Lebanon, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Bangladesh, Jordan, Bahrain, Qatar, and Morocco. And the list continues to grow. And by the way, we've had embassy breaches as well, which is hard to believe that there'd be an embassy breach in light of what happened with our embassies both in Egypt and in Libya. But nevertheless, there's been additional breaches there. I want to go right to Skip Ash in Israel and get an update on the ground there. What is the word on the street there, and what are you hearing from the people we work with?
I think they're really concerned about what's going on and the fact that Obama is portraying a real impotence, a diplomatic impotence within the world. And they understand here that you've got to be very strong. You've got to have to speak strongly and you have to act strongly. And right now it looks like we're losing the initiative everywhere. There have been suggestions that this appears a lot like 1979 in the Carter administration. And
it appears everybody, since Skip has mentioned that, I want to play for everybody a statement from President Jimmy Carter, and then I'm going to play you one from President Obama. And they sound, well, let's play the President Obama bite first, and then we're going to play the Jimmy Carter statement. And you're going to say, folks, we're like reliving this all over again. Take a listen.
Governor Romney seems to have a tendency to shoot first and aim later. And as president, one of the things I've learned is you can't do that. It's important for you to make sure that the statements that you make are backed up by the facts and that you've thought through the ramifications before you make them.
It's a make-believe world. A world of good guys and bad guys, where some politicians shoot first and ask questions later.
And that was Jimmy Carter, of course, about Ronald Reagan. David French is the senior counsel for the ACLJ, JAG officer in the United States Army, served in Iraq. David, one of the things that Skip just said, I want to come off of this for a second, and that is we are projecting, I agree with Ambassador Bolton as well, that we're projecting weakness and we're kind of reaping what we sow here.
Well, you know, and the irony here is that right after Obama said shoot first and aim later.
Hey, David, I'm going to come back to you after the break here. They just gave me the time cue. We'll come back to you after the break. Folks, we want you signing that petition. Very important you to do that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to stop the funding for the Palestinian Authority in Egypt right now. We'll talk to you in a moment.
The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But let me kind of reset the stage here a little bit. There's been an increase in the uprising in the Muslim world, and that's what I'm calling it. And these are not protesters. These are rioters. These are enemies that are storming our gates, literally, in our embassies in the Middle East, and it's quite serious, to say the least. The response of the White House is not projected one of strength, in my personal opinion, but one of weakness, and I think we're reaping some of that right now with the reaction in the Muslim world. That's number one. Number two is the funding issue, and I want to go to Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs. Where are we on that? We've got about $1.5 billion of additional aid scheduled for Egypt, another $200 million for Libya, which, of course, is where our ambassador was killed, and the details coming out on the killing of the ambassador are just horrific. Dan, where are we in this process? I know there's a continuing resolution up, but we are also going to fight aggressively because that continuing resolution, even if it passes, is only good for about 6 months. So where are we right now?
Well, we're fighting this on a couple of fronts, Jay. The first one is that continuing resolution that you talked about. The House of Representatives unfortunately approved that last night. The Senate is now considering it. But here, even if that continuing resolution passes, Jay, here's what our listeners need to understand. The president can suspend this funding today. He has the waiver authority. Remember, Secretary Clinton granted that waiver authority back in March. She should not have done that. He could suspend it today, even if this continuing resolution goes forward. And real quickly, Jay, I want to be very clear about something, because some on both sides of the aisle are saying that this effort to pull funding is a knee-jerk reaction. We need to be very clear about this. This is not a knee-jerk reaction. Egypt has not been in compliance with the stipulations required under the law for some time. This administration waived those requirements back in March, and if this isn't an indication that they were wrong to do so, nothing is. This funding needs to be pulled right away until they determine that they're going to be our ally, and the President, Jay, could do that today.
All right, so everybody understands the authority exists with the President of the United States to stop the funding even if the continuing resolution is passed. So you could have funding for these other necessary items for the United States, but not have the funding for the Muslim Brotherhood-led Egypt. And I think we need to start calling it what it is. It's the Muslim Brotherhood-led Egypt. We want to make sure your voice is heard, and we are almost at 35,000 signatures on this petition in 24 hours. So, folks, I need you to go to your phones right now and call us and add your name, as we are going to demand that the president not fund our enemies. That number is 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But as we go into the weekend here, we want to get the most recent responses from you all, two members of Congress, and to the White House. So again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. I encourage you to call now. We're going to take some of your calls in just a moment. David, let me ask you this question, though. I think we're projecting weakness here. You've worked in the served in the military in Iraq. You know the mindset on this. What is your sense of what's happening right now?
It's amazing the amount of weakness we're projecting. I mean, Al Jazeera right now is carrying live pictures of protesters walking on the roof of our embassy in Tunisia. I mean, this is the fourth embassy breach in 4 days. There are people dead in Sudan, according to reports, outside of our embassy. How much warning do we have before we protect our own territory with these embassies? It is unbelievable, and our president is in Las Vegas. Our president is hyping appearances with Beyonce. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, then you got Nancy Pelosi saying that, you know, even if Israel didn't exist, we need to keep helping Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood called for the protest today. Listen to bite number 10. This is how out of touch they are.
But even if Israel did not exist, the fact is that we really do have to help Egypt go forward. And yes, I don't know about the word ally, we'll see. But the fact is that we have an interest in Egypt's success. And let's hope that we can do that as allies.
Okay, well, hey, number one, it's become very clear that, you know, minority leaders, Pelosi, they're not our ally. The Muslim Brotherhood today, Skip, is calling for the protests that are taking place where you are right now, including in Israel. We're living in Never Never Land if we think they're allies. What's your sense of this, Skip, and this approach with the Muslim Brotherhood-led Egypt?
Well, you know they can't speak out of both sides of their mouth and be funded by the United States of America. The key thing is, if you look at what's happening now, this is sort of repeating the pattern that happened in Tehran when they took over the American embassy and held our American diplomats for 444 days. And we are not taking decisive action. It is looking throughout the Arab world as if we are going to sit back and let this happen another time. And as you said, it's happening at four embassies, and the other countries are coming up, and it's just a disgrace. And we are encouraging these people because we are not taking action, and our president's out doing other things. He can't be bothered with what's going on.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what we're doing, though, folks, because we're not just talking about it here on radio. We've got our offices, obviously, Skip's in Israel. We've got an office in Jerusalem. That office is engaged. Stan's in our D.C. office. That is engaged. Obviously, our media center where David is right now, it fully engaged. And I encourage you, David's got some articles posted at aclj.org. You don't want to check those out. Let's grab some phone calls and get some of our audience involved in the conversation here. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. By the way, I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast this afternoon talking about this, so I encourage you to listen into Sean's broadcast. But let's go, Than. Who do we have on there?
Yeah, we got a lot of phone calls coming in. Let's start with Connie calling in from Ohio on line one. Connie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Connie.
Hi. I just wanted to say I think it's time that we're not tolerant anymore. We shouldn't be funding these nations that tolerate the Brotherhood of Muslims. And
it's not just that they're tolerating. I need to be really clear here to everybody. It's not that they're just tolerating. The Muslim Brotherhood is leading the government of Egypt. David, they are the elected representatives of Egypt. We're kidding ourselves if we think it's a toleration issue. And by the way, there's a statement from the president, and Will, I don't know if we have it, about where he gave that speech in Cairo about all the toleration within Islam. I hope we have that. We can pull that up in a second. But David, this whole idea, people need to understand, they are, in fact, the Muslim Brotherhood leading the government in Egypt.
Well, that's right. They're leading the government. They're not just leading the government. They called for protests. The protests are happening right now in Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood called for those protests. In fact, they were caught in the English language of their Twitter feed saying one thing and the Arabic language of their Twitter feed applauding the protesters just yesterday. So this is a government speaking out of both sides of its mouth. And what's our response? What's been our response? So far, all we know is that President Obama gave them a stern talking to on the telephone, according to the New York Times. It's stunning.
A stern talking to. I picked that one up also. Skip, that's the bizarre nature of all of this. We're dealing with, they're calling for protests, which are really rioting at our embassies. We've got our embassy breaches, and Skip, you're a military man too, colonel in the military. Why is it that we're having breaches in our embassies after what already happened in Libya? How is this happening?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Jay, because once this happened and the word went out, and I'm sure it did, then every person at those embassies should have been taking action. They should have been contacting the host governments. Remember, the host government has the primary responsibility for protecting the embassies, and they should have immediately gotten with those host governments and lined something up, or they should have begun to get their dependents and their unnecessary diplomats out of country quickly.
And the reports are also that no live ammunition in the guards, the Marines that were governing and protecting those bases. I don't know if that's been confirmed yet. Let's check that out to see if that's been confirmed. I saw that report last night that there was no live ammunition. I don't know if that was true or false. I hope that's not the case, of course, today. Remember, the president made this statement about Islam being a religion of tolerance. Take a listen to this. This just shows you how, and again, where he's coming from on this, I have no clue. Take a listen.
Islam has a proud tradition of tolerance. We see it in the history of Andalusia and Cordoba during the Inquisition.
Yeah, really, Cordoba was a church that was taken over by the Islamic regime. So, Mr. President, you got that one a little bit wrong. Tolerance, really? I wouldn't call this tolerance what's going on right now, David. This is not tolerance.
You know, I'm getting tired of hearing the word radicals to describe the elected government of Egypt. It's where the radical is going mainstream there. I mean, the top two vote getters in Egypt were the Muslim Brotherhood and a Salafist party, even more radical than the Muslim Brotherhood, and they got a vast majority of the votes. I mean, you know, again, where Obama is living in a fantasy land, if he's looking at Egypt, if he's looking at this exploding Middle East region and seeing a proud tradition of tolerance.
All right, Thad, let's do this again. I want to set the stage here for everybody and do this in 30 seconds for me. What is it that we can ask the president right now to, because he has waiver authority, that even when the continuing resolution passes, stop that portion of the funding?
Jay, he should not grant Egypt a waiver. They have not met the most basic stipulations under law to receive our funding. He should make a strong statement today that says the nearly $2 billion that they're scheduled to receive next year, they're not going to receive that until they get this situation under control. We can address the underlying issue later. Today, he should say that clearly, and he should say that strongly.
All right, folks, we're asking him to do just that. We're demanding that the president do just that, and we want you on this petition right now. I need everybody that's listening, write this number down or go to your phones right now. Here it is, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can sign this petition online. As Fan just said, the president has the authority to deem a waiver, so it is not, the money is not allocated to the Muslim Brotherhood because they've not met their obligation. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Well, revolution is right, but I'll tell you, this whole Arab Spring, the president's great idea. You remember, folks, and I hope you remember this, and I'm coming to you, obviously, I'm on the road here, but remember when he made that speech in Cairo, and I said that Cairo speech, this was 2.5 years ago, was going to set a course of disaster. Not only did he say the things about Islam being a tolerant religion, but remember, the United States, we're not a Jewish nation, we're not a Christian nation, we're a nation of citizens, which is, you know, every nation's a nation. That's absurd. I mean, these are the most ridiculous. The Nazi Germany was a nation of citizens. It was just that the regime was horrendous. I mean, what are we talking about here? So the reality is you've got to understand what we're about to see. The prayers are ending in Egypt. This is their mandatory prayer within the Islamic community. I want to first play the bite where the president said this is not a Christian nation. I want to hear what Ambassador Bolton had to say. Listen to this one.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although as I mentioned, you know, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens who are...
Of citizens. I stop it right there. I can't hear any more of that. A nation of citizens. This is what we're getting. Now, John Bolton made a very strong statement. I want everybody to listen to it, and then we'll have you do another call to action. We'll get some more calls. Number 27.
Well, I think in the next 24 hours, what we're going to see is the risk that after Friday prayers, violence will break out all throughout the region. And I think what we've seen in the past 2 days ignite is this wave of radical ideology in the region coming to the fore. I think they sense weakness on the part of the administration. They've seen that the governments of Libya and Egypt have failed to provide adequate protection for our diplomats and our embassies.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly the point. Folks, here's what I want you to do. Again, I want everybody taking direct action here, folks. Go to aclj.org. The president can stop this funding, even though the continuing resolution will carry. The president has the authority to say no to the Muslim Brotherhood funding, which is about one point. You know, first of all, we're in a fiscal crisis, incredible, and we've got, and this is what absurd to me, is that we're going to give $1.5 billion additional dollars, not to the people of Egypt, to the Muslim Brotherhood-controlled government of Egypt. That's who's getting the dollars here. This is absurd. You can help us stop it by going to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org, and I urge you to take action now. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Fan, let's get another phone call here for the group.
Yeah, Jay, next up is Andrew. He's calling from Kentucky on line 3. Andrew, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Andrew. So, let's go ahead with another call because I don't hear Andrew.
Hello, can you hear me?
Now we can. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was wondering why we haven't heard a word out of the United Nations condemning these attacks. I mean, we've been hand-feeding these people for years off of the sweat and blood.
Well, you bring up a great question, and I'm going to run that to David and to Than. I'm going to let everybody comment. I'll give you mine first. Why? Because the United Nations sits back and lets these things happen and, you know, is going to end up blaming the United States. Than, you do a lot of our work at the UN. Is this the general, the power of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, now called Islamic Cooperation, largest group inside the UN, said today or last night, we told you this would happen if you offend Muslims. That's what they said, and that's their excuse. Stay in your view?
Yeah, we see this hostility all the time at the UNJ. You think it's bad here in America. When you go to the United Nations, you see these nations take to the floor all of the time and call for the destruction of Israel and for America to be brought to its knees. And, Jay, it is so disheartening for me when I hear the leadership of our government, like Nancy Pelosi, say, no, 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 we have to continue to help Egypt. Well, Jay, listen, it's fine to help Egypt, but not when they're trying to kill us. I mean, the most basic right. expectation for receiving our funding should be that you act as their ally. They are not acting as our ally. We have to respond with strength. Quit sending them our dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. Skip, your sense on this with the UN.
You'll never get anything out of the UN. The UN, you know, it operates on its own rules and operates, as you said, the OIC is the largest single subset of nations in the United Nations. They always vote alike, and they vote against Israel. They vote against our interests. They don't have our interests at heart. And if we're expecting something out of the United Nations, we're always going to be disappointed.
And the fact that we're projecting weakness right now, David, doesn't also compel the UN to take any action, even though we've got a dead U.S. ambassador to Libya. And I don't know if the UN's even made a statement on that. Hopefully they have, but I've not seen it. But this projecting of weakness is what's really hurting us.
You know, it's embarrassing, really. It's embarrassing that there are street thugs walking on the roof of our embassies in the Middle East, hoisting the black radical Islamic flag over our embassies, and all we can do is make stern phone calls and continue to fund these governments. It's beyond weakness at this point. It's just embarrassing.
Well, folks, this is the reality we're dealing with, and I am telling you, we're fighting back. We're going to take some more calls, but again, I want to encourage you, call us at 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition demanding this funding of the Muslim Brotherhood or ACLJ.org. One more call, fan.
All right, let's go to line one. Georgianne is calling from Colorado. Georgianne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Georgianne.
This is just a quick statement, and it's a request for all your listeners to come together and to request that these funds be withdrawn, since we do not want our funds to be used for weapons that would come against Israel.
Well, let me tell you, you bring up a very important point, and the reality is, David's shaking his head. We're on video here. We can see each other. I'm in a different location. But, David, they have used. We built the Egyptian military because they were our ally, and then the $1.3 billion is actually for the military. It could end up being used not just against Israel, but against us.
That's exactly right. I mean, the Egyptian tanks that are moving into the Sinai, those are tanks that were made in the USA, equipped by Americans, maintained through American money. I mean, the Egyptian military is one of the most powerful in the region because of our money and because of our equipment.
Well, there you have it, folks. That gives you the sense of what we're dealing with here. I want to encourage you to do a couple things. Number one, stay engaged in the issue over the weekend. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can then get a tremendous amount of information. David's got some articles up. I've got some things up as well. We've got plenty of resources there, so ACLJ.org. But right now, we need we want to be well over 35,000, going into 40,000 this weekend. Fan needs those numbers to deal with Capitol Hill on this. And Fan, very quickly, in 15 seconds, again, summarize, the president can take action here to stop that funding to go forward.
The president can specifically stop that military funding that Georgianne was talking about. He can say, I'm not going to grant Egypt a waiver. They are not in compliance with the law. And he can say that today, Jay, that $1.3 billion for tanks and weapons to hurt us, to hurt Israel, that could be stopped today by the president.
All right, folks, so you help us do that. Go to the phones right now. It's ACLJ.org if you want to sign in online, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And, folks, it is critical. We are taking direct action. We've mobilized our offices around the globe on this issue, but we need your help. We need thousands of people to contact us today so we can let the Hill know and let the White House know we don't want our money going to the basically Egyptian military to use against Israel and us. The scriptures also clear off, bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. This will be used against Israel, folks, and we've got to fight back. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Also, go to Twitter, Facebook, follow us there, LinkedIn, very important, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Call now.
During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.